Infection specialists are also focusing on getting hospitals to do a better job at containing resistance bugs when they pop up, instead of spreading them among patient populations. About 5% of all patients in the United States hospitals end up with a nosocomial infection. That is, an infection acquired at the hospital. It's not hard to see how. Hospitals are dense gatherings of sick people with weakened immune systems and various wounds and punctures, constantly poked and prodded by fingers and tools that move around the hospital to poke and prod others. An aging population and new procedures have left patients all the more vulnerable. Johns Hopkins Zingelman found in an informal survey he conducted that more than half of all the patients he asked had some sort of implant, a common source of infection. The patients in hospitals today, as a group, are much sicker than any we've seen in history, says. Research shows that on average, hospitals aren't following the right precautions about half the time, says the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology's Hoffman. It's our biggest struggle. Hospitals are beginning to change their ways. Many now use trash can-shaped robots to disinfect walls with ultraviolet light. The rooms have to be empty because the light is harmful to humans, too. At Riverside Medical Center, south of Chicago, two robots from a company called Xenex disinfect more than 30 rooms a day. Keeping hospitals clean would be easier if bacteria couldn't stick to surfaces such as tabletops and clothes. Melissa Reynolds, Colorado State University biomedical engineer, is developing new bacteria-resistant material. Healthcare workers' clothing and other hospital materials and surfaces wouldn't need as much disinfection if they didn't pick up bugs in the first place. Fighting bacteria, accidental mission for Reynolds. She had been investigating ways of avoiding clots in the meshes that surgeons use to keep patients' arteries open. Applying a coating of copper nanocrystals to the meshes seemed to keep blood cells from sticking to the surfaces. She noticed that bacteria didn't stick to the nanocrystals coating either. Then a student in her lab had a eureka moment. Why not dip cotton fabric in a solution of the nanocrystals to keep bacteria from sticking to the fabric? We were discovering new materials with strong antibiotic properties, says Reynolds. That led us in a new direction.